الحمد لله الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن قال الله عز وجل وإن أردتم استبدال زوج مكان زوج وآتيتم إحداهن قنطارا فلا تأخذوا منه شيئا أتأخذونه بهتانا وإثما مبينا وكيف تأخذونه وقد أفضى بعضكم إلى بعض وأخذنا منكم ميثاقا غليظا. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, in yesterday's lesson we spoke about a specific case where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if for some reason this husband, he doesn't want to keep one of his wives, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, then don't force them, don't coerce them into continuing this marriage unless they pay back some of the mahar that you gave them. You can't do this. What mahar you paid your wife that you paid her, you can't ask her to pay back the mahar that you gave her. So if you don't have any interest in this woman, she doesn't have any interest in you, then you may release her from this nikah in a nice way, in a kind way. And that is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَعَاشِرُوهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. Allah is addressing all men. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing men by saying that live with the woman, treat them kindly, live with them happily, treat them nicely. And the best and most perfect role model for this is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself. Ulama mentioned the meaning of bil ma'roof, treat them nicely, treat them fairly, live with them kindly. This means treat them in a manner that you would like to be treated. Treat them in a manner that you would like to be treated. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would look after his wives, the Azwaj Mutahharat. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would treat them nicely, kindly. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would also help them in their work, etc. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would even joke and laugh and play with them at times. Every night, Ibn Kathir rahimahullah records this in his kitab, in his book, in the tafsir of Ibn Kathir, it is recorded that every night, kulla layla, the wives of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they would gather at that at the home of that wife of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in whose turn it was for her to spend the night with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they would spend some time with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All the wives would come at that home. And then after that, each wife would return to her home. So this is how Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would deal with these wives. And there's so many examples. Nabi Kareem also said in hadith, خَيْرُكُمْ خَيْرُكُمْ لِأَهْلِ, the best of you is the best of you to his wife. وَأَنَا خَيْرُكُمْ لِأَهْلِ, and I am the best of you to my wife. I treat them the best. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala introduced this and introduced verse. Allah is saying, but for some reason, if you want to replace this wife and you want to marry somebody else, but now you have already given this wife a large sum of money as mahar. So Allah says again, فَلَا تَأْخُذُوا مِنْهُ شَيْئًا. Remember, you can't take anything from this mahar. أَتَأْخُذُونَهُ بُهْتَانًا وَإِثْمًا مُبِينًا. On what grounds are you going to take this mahar? On what grounds are you going to take away this mahar from her? Are you going to take this mahar away from her by imputing a lie against her by saying that she made zina or something? Remember yesterday we said, إِلَّا أَيَّأْتِينَ بِفَاحِشَةٍ مُبَيِّنَةٍ. If this woman has done some open indecency like zina, etc., then you have some right to ask her to pay back some of the mahar that you gave her. But yes, she didn't do so. Now on what grounds are you? She was already, and Allah says, yeah, the next verse, وَكَيْفَ تَأْخُذُونَهُ, how can you take it? وَقَدْ أَفْضَى بَعْضُكُمْ إِلَى بَعْضٍ, you already intimate with each other. She already granted you access to her and you granted her access to yourself. وَأَخَذْنَا مِنْكُمْ مِيثَاقًا غَلِيظًا. And at the time when the nikah was done, when you were doing the act of nikah, this contract of nikah, Allah says, they have taken from you a solemn pledge, a solemn oath. What this means? This solemn oath refers to what we've just done now, وَعَاشِرُوهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ, that you would love and you would treat her kindly. That's when she's in your nikah, then you would retain her in a nice and fair way. And supposedly, if you have to release her from the nikah, then too you would release her in a fair way. And you won't put pressure on her to pay back any of the mahar that you gave, because that is being unfair and unjust. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to understand these verses and to treat our wives in the best of ways.